In the union of the Torah brings down the Asar Nisyonis Shenis Nasim and Avraham Avinu in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Olav Shom V'Amen B'Kulam is a Vada. The union of the Asar Nisyonis a Vada as a Shaykh Histos. If it only has a Shaykh Histos Avraham Avinu, then the Torah wouldn't have brought it down. It's not our business. It's a private Zach. Is a Vada the union of the Nisyonis is a Zach which has a Shaykh Histos also. We're B'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv. It's brought down on some Sforum that every Yid has 10 Nisyonis in his life which he has to be Oymed in. But besides that, the etzem inyan of the nisyon is avad zach which Hashem has us. Is we'll try to explain together like this. I always say over that we find the Gemara in Bava Kama says Ovis miklal the ikat told us. We have the Gemara over there. Arba Ovis nizikin Ovis miklal the ikat told us. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What's pshat Ovis miklal the ikat told us? It means the mahus of the Ovis is only benegeir to that you can have told us. What gives you a shem av? What gives you a shem av is that the fact that you have an ability to be moitzi told us. Otherwise, you don't need a shem av. Otherwise, there's no nafkamina to the fact that you're an av. The shem, the title of Ovis, is because it's told us. What's the bir advarim in that? What's the pshat in that? What is the fact that this told us have shaykhs to the etzim hus of being an av? Maybe the hezbir is like this. Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas Noach, it says, Eilu told us, Noach, or Yishtadik Tom, Hoib Doisel. So Rashi says, Tupshotim, there's a shver zach. It says, Eilu told us, Noach, and then it starts to talk. His biography was a tzaddik. So one pshat Rashi says is, Tadilseim shot tzaddikim, the Meisim HaTovim. Rashi says, Eilu told us, Noach, what's the told us of Noach? What's the results of Noach? That's his Meisim HaTovim. The Maral brings down a pasuk, it says, Imru Tzadik pasuk in Yeshaya, ki toiv, ki pri malalaleim yoichlu. The Meisim of Tzadikim are called Peiris. What's the Birat Varm in that? I want to explain what the Gether is. The Gether that the Meisim of Tzadikim are called Toldos. What does that mean? Rashi says, it's a very nice play of words. Eilu told us, Noach, Meisim told us, Tzadikim is Meisim HaTovim. What does that mean? What's the meaning of that? What does it mean that they're told us of him? What's the pshat? So on a superficial level, you learn pshat in the Rashi. The pshat in the Rashi is that the ikur uftu, the ikur accomplishments of tzaddikim, is not their kids, is their ma'isim toivim. That's the pshat. But the Maral says a different pshat. The Maral says pshat is because the ma'isim of tzaddikim are called peiris. What does that mean? I'll explain. There are two ways a person can do a mitzvah. There are two ways a person can do ma'isim toivim. There are two ways a person can be involved in avodas Hashem. One way is a result, is a matzav of mikra. The person be'etzem mitzad himself has no shaykhis to the zach. He is somewhere else. He goes ahead in a chitzoniyistic way, he goes ahead in an exterior way, and he goes ahead and does a maisa. But the etzem maisa is not a result of his mitzias. No, the pshat is, for example, a guy gives tzedakah, right? Tzedakah or chesed could come from two directions. It could be because the guy came and worked on himself on the midah of chesed. Every person by nature is egocentric. Every person by nature is selfish. Every person by nature only worries about himself. And this guy worked on himself. He learned michtav meliyo kundrus chesed, and he learned all the musar about kas and about gaiva. And he turned himself into somebody who doesn't live for himself, he lives for Yenu. So a person like that, who changed his etzem mohus, he changed his etzem mitzias, his memel is going to give chesed. Why is he going to give chesed? Because that's his mohus, that's a result of what he is. Then you can have a person who's a selfish, egocentric, balgaiv, arrogant, he also does chesed. He was in shul one day, and somebody gave a whole sob story, and he's an emotional person. He started to cry, and he felt bad. He wrote out a check. So you have two people who wrote a check for $1 million. One person, the check that he wrote for $1 million, shtams, comes from his etzemahus. Thus is there. He's ois garbet. And the writing out the check of $1 million is a davar memela. It's an obvious outcome that's going to happen by itself. It takes no effort at all. It doesn't take an effort. Because that's the guy's mahus. It's memela. Just the word is, he didn't write out $1 million till now because he didn't have the opportunity, he didn't have the need, he didn't have the echetimtsa. But be'etzim, that guy will be writing out a check of $1 million every 5 minutes. Because that's his mahus. All he needs is the opportunity. He needs $1 million. And he needs the person to give it to. But just give him $1 million, just give him the opportunity to give, he writes out a check of $1 million. Without an effort, without thinking. Where did he put the effort? And he didn't put the effort to write out the check. He put the effort to change himself into a Baal Chesed. Once he's a Baal Chesed, and the opportunity comes up, that's already, it goes by itself. This is Ketalin. Lafuki, the second person, who's not a Baal Chesed, he never worked on himself. He's selfish, he's arrogant, he's Baal Gaiva. For him to write out a check for $1 million, he has to break himself. Now there are occasions where he'll break himself. He has a sad story. He felt bad, or Nebuch, he has some sorrow in the family. So he decided he's going to bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give $1 million to the tzedakah. It hurt him very much. He wrote out the check. His hands shook while he wrote out the check. But he wrote out the check. There was an exterior reason which caused him to give $1 million. But it's not a dover memela that comes as a result of an etzem matzav. The maisim of tzaddikim are called peiris because the maisim of tzaddikim don't stem from one-time mikra arbitrary actions. The maisim of tzaddikim are peiris, the peiris of a tree. The planet is a tree. When a person plants a tree, so you have to work very hard to plant it, you have to plant it, you have to prune it, you have to water it, you have to hoe it, you have to put fertilizer in. But once the tree gate, every year puts out peiris, that's an automatic thing already. You can have a tree, an apple tree, that's 30 years old already, comes every year, gives out peiris. A dover memela, you don't have to make an effort. Oh, we have to mutcher gefelof to plant the tree. Till it grew, till it became a shtar kazach, till it took root. Tzadikim, the maisim of tzadikim are called peiris because they're memela of a matzav. The avoid of the tzadik is in the mensch himself. The avoid of the tzadik is not exterior. The avoid of the tzadik is not in maisim. Maisim is an exterior thing. The avoid of the tzaddik is to shtel himself avek, to make himself what he is, to plant a tree that should take root, and to water it, and to work on it. When he creates a metzias called a tzaddik, the maisim are peiris. They're already things that grow by themselves. They come in mela. They don't take an effort at all. And they give out every year peiris. One after the other, on a steady basis. Because there's a tree there, because there's a metzias there, because there's shroshim there, because there's roots there. That's the omik of the pshat of toldoseim shel tzaddikim maseim. The pshat of toldoseim shel tzaddikim is it's their offspring. Kids is a davar memela. Is the result of tzaddikim is their maisim tovim. That's their peiris. But it's the connection, the relation of peiris to a tree. The tzaddik is a heft of a tree which gives out peiris memela. The taich of Ovis Miklal Dika told us. Why was Ovis called Ovis? They were called Ovis because they got to the Dargo of self tikkun of Shlemus, where the toldos were a memeladika result. They planted a Zah tree with such deep roots, such a stark tree, that they were able to. It's like a person has a factory ready. It already starts to print by itself. That's only when do you have peiris every year? When you plant a shtarka tree. What happens if you have a shvacha tree? So it gives peiris for 1 year, then the tree falls down, you have to go plant it again, you have to start from scratch again. That's not ovis, we call it, it's not ovis. That means every year you start from scratch, a whole new thing again. There's no ovis and there's no toldos. It's not, you have nothing. The mahus of the ovis was that they created a metzius, which was so stark mitzad itself, that was a Zah Metzias and Ruchnias that was able to turn out afterwards payers one after the other. That's the mahus of an Ovis Miklal Diko Todos Todoseim Shel Tzadikim Zumaisa Toivim Shalem. That's the Darg of the Ovis. We see it very interesting in the Mishnah in Ovis. Mishnah in Ovis says, Kol Mishyesh Poshlesh Dvarm Halolu Mitamido Shel Avraham Avinu. What does the Mishnah describe? Who's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu? He has Midas Toivus. He's an Onov, he's not a Bal Taiva, he's an Ayin Toiva. That's the Talmud of Avraham Avinu. It's very interesting. And to a certain extent, what I'm going to say now is the opposite of the way we look at the world today. It doesn't say Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu is a Baal Chesed. It should say Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu is a Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu did Chesed with the world. He had a big hotel. He gave people food. He gave people Ruchnius. He gave people Tzedakah. And the opposite is the person who is not a Baal Chesed. That's the Mahus of Avraham Avinu, Chesed Avraham. And when the Mishnah wants to top on who's the Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu, it doesn't speak about the actions of Avraham Avinu. It speaks about the Mahus of Avraham Avinu. What was the Mahus of Avraham Avinu? The Mahus of Avraham Avinu was that he had Midas Tovus. A person could have Midas Tovus and not do any Chesed. The opportunity doesn't come up. Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu is not a guy who does Chesed. In the world we live in today, people look at results. Everyone wants results. Everyone wants meisim. Everyone wants action. Put up a plaque. You have something to see. Put up a plaque. You put up a building. You do. You have to accomplish. That's chitzonius. And the danger of that is that it allows a person to fool himself that when he's busy doing, so you're good. Not true. A person could do a lot of things and he's nothing. He's empty. There's nothing inside. The devil's massacring himself. The nafkamina is when the situation changes, for whatever reason it is, the guy himself blibes naked, he blibes empty, he blibes bankrupt, there's nothing here inside him. Chazal said, you want to be Tamid Shel Avraham Avinu, don't copy his Ma'aseh Chesed. Ma'aseh Chesed is the Ma'aseh Chesed Memanashach. It is a very big Memanashach. If you're going to fix your Midas like Avraham Avinu, you're going to be a Nefesh Fala, you're going to be an Anav, you're going to have an Ayin Tova, you're not going to be Mekana. So then the Ma'aseh will come by themselves anyway. Because your etzem mahus is misukin. If you're not going to fix your etzem mahus, if you're not going to fix your pneumius, so you might have no value anyway, because sometimes they'll be there, sometimes they won't be there. But a tree you won't be. Is when Chazal wanted to speak out who the Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, they talked about the pneumius, they talked about the mahus. Make yourself into something. You get very nervous. What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? Nobody needs you to do. Nobody needs you to accomplish. You have to make yourself into a cheftza. You have to make yourself into a metzias. Everything else will happen afterwards. Either will happen or won't happen. It's not relevant anymore. The results aren't important. The chitzonis is not important. The accomplishment is not important. The inyan of Asar Nisyanish and Asnasim of Avinu is this inyan. It's brought down in Sarim HaKadoshim. Now what's the inyan of a Nisayan? The inyan of Nisayan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Siyat Nishmaya that you have, and you're on your own. And the idea of a Nisayan is that you should bring out Koichus of Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when you're not getting Siyat Nishmaya. That's the Inyan of a Nisayan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves you. The Pnimius of that is that Vibalt, the Matara of making Ovis, making Avraham Avinu, was that he should be something mitzad himself, not dependent on outside things, but be'etzim, a tree. No, that's exactly the nekudah nisayon. The nisayon says, look, there's no chokhmah that you give tzedakah when things are easy. There's no, but what's your etzim mitzias mitzad yourself? What's your etzim pnimius? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to step out of the picture, we'll see what you are be'etzim. That's the inyan of a nisayon. The inyan of a nisayon is to force the person to see what you are when there's no exterior outside help around you. Vos bistu be'etzem, what are you? I'm not going to give you Siyat Nishmaya. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to make it easy. What are you be'etzem mitzad yourself? And Vivalp, the mahus of Ovis, Miklal Dika told us, was to create something which was a factory, something which was a tree, something which mitzad etzem could turn out afterwards. It's in order to create a Klal Yisrael that it should be Ovis, Miklal Dika told us, we had to create a zach, which was be'etzem mitzad itself something, which was be'etzem ametzias and ruchnias. Whether or not it will turn out afterwards, that's something else. But the t'nai for toldos, the t'nai for toldos ha'em she'tzadikim zumaseyim, is to create a metzias of a tree. For that, it requires something which stands on itself. What's the nafkamina to us? There's a big nafkamina. There's a gevaldik Reb Chaim Volozhin in Pirkei Avos. And there's a huge nafkamina tof. The nafkamina is, he says a dova noyer. It says asara doyeris mi odam ad noyach. There were 10 doyeris odam ad noyach. Asara doyeris mi noyach ad Avram. The next Mishnah says asara nisyonis nisnasa Avram avinu olav hasholom v'omad dekulam. So Chaim Volozhin asks, why does it change the lashon from one Mishnah to another? In the first Mishnah it says mi noyach ad Avram. It doesn't say avinu. In the second Mishnah it says, Asor Nisyonis Nisyasa Avraham Avinu. It says of Chaim Volozhin that the Loshen of Avinu means he's our father. Our father means he gave us something. Like I said, Avos Miklal Diko told us. Means he gave us a Yerusha. He says a shocking zach. The Pasuk says, Mishalech betumoy tzadik, if the tzadik goes with the tmimos, Ashrei bonav acharov. The children who come after him are praiseworthy. What does that mean? If the tzaddik is hoilech betumoy, he has what to give over to his kids. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, Avram didn't become Avinu until he had something to give over to us. He only had something to give over to us after the Nisyonis. Asara Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. When did he get to the Darga of Ovis? When did he get to the Darga of Ashrei Bonov Acharov that he had something to leave us? He left up to Yerusha. When did he get to the Darga that he had what to leave over? Only after the Nisyonis. Until the Nisyonis, he wasn't Avram Avinu. He wasn't the Darga of Ashrei Bonov Acharov. What did he leave over? He left us over a lot of things. He left us over a koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. He left us over a koyach of... He's beeping down all the things that we don't complain when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes life difficult. All the kinyanim and ruchnias that a yid has that is prepared to go through all the matzavim, that we have a kinyan from Avraham Avinu. Zakim Chaim Volozhin, what's the pshat? Why doesn't Avraham Avinu have what to leave over to us only after the Nisayonis? The pshat's pashat. A person who dies... The sons come into the house after the Levaya, and the father left over two cars in the driveway, furniture, 50 suits he left over, cash, gold, gewaldic. They're not so sad. They get over the tragedy quickly. Nope. They're just sitting down after the suitors have brought to divide up the, what do you call it? And there's a knock on the door. So one guy says, the car is mine. Your father borrowed it. Second one says, the furniture is mine. The third one says, the suits are mine. It's true, your father had them in the closet, but he didn't pay for them. The fifth one says, the furniture, I lent it out to your father, will look good. Kids are nothing there. Yeah? So they say it again. A person who doesn't have his own kinyanim and ruchnias has nothing to leave over to his kids. What do you leave over? It's not yours. It's borrowed. You picked it up here, you picked it up there. Bimikri, you gave $1 million there because you want, but it's not part of you. It's not a kinyan and ruchnias. The nafkamina is, there's nothing to leave over to the kids. Asar nisyanis, nisasa from avinu, the pshat is that I did in nisyanis, it became his. It became a kinyan in himself. Keshmochu took away the siyat nishmaya. And he was koina azach in his etzem mahus, not the mikra, not agav. But that's the mahus of Avraham Avinu, these three midas. The nachkamina is that when the tzaddik is koina a kinyan in his neshama mitzad himself, he has what to give over to the kid. It belongs to him. Is hoylich tzaddik tamim ashrei bon of achrov? There's what to leave over. There's a Yerusha here. There's what to leave over. So what are we yarshining from our fathers? What are we yarshining from the avos? Chayev Adam Loimar, I say every year, Mosa Yegiya Maisai, Lemaisa Avoisai, Lemaisa Avram Mitzvah Yaakov says Tanat Ve'elio. We're supposed to try to get to the Darga of Avram Mitzvah Yaakov. What does that mean? The Torah says we have a Yerusha, but what is the Yerusha, Lefiza? The Yerusha is that every year deep inside of him has Be'etzim, he's Be'etzim a tree. He's Be'etzim himself an Av. He be'etzim has the koiches to get to a darga of tikkun hamidus that everything else will come in mela. Now this is the opposite. This is the opposite of how we work. We live in a world of maisim. We live in a world of actions. So we work on doing things. It's difficult to do this. I'm going to force myself to do this. It's difficult to do that. I'm going to force myself to do that. That's not a mahus of an av. That's not the Yerusha that we have from the Avos. The Yerusha that we have from the Avos is the ability to be misakin ourselves be'etzim to be dovak in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be misakin ourselves be'etzim to be anova. That's the Yerusha we have. We don't have a Yerusha to go do things. I can give you on a low level marshal, okay? A guy, he's be'etzim lazy, it's hard for him to get up in the morning for Kriyashma. So he makes a Kabbalah, he's going to force himself to do it. Once, twice, three times. Guy was never misakin himself. He's still lazy. He's still shakur in his goof. But on an exterior basis, he goes ahead and makes a Kabbalah. It's a nice thing, but it's never going to last. Then there's a musik that a person works on himself, and he's misakin himself to understand that he didn't come into this world to sleep. He came to this world for other things. He's misakin his guf. It's a very low-level mashal. But there's a thousand mashalim like that. Where does a person put the dagish? We have a yecholus to make ourselves into trees. That means, I'm saying something which is on a very practical level, it could change the whole way Avodas Hashem works. Avodas Hashem is very difficult. It's very difficult. We have a thousand things we're supposed to do, from davening to benching to being nice to people to learning to not saying Lashon Hara. We have a thousand things we're supposed to do. They're all very difficult to do. Aber shteitach that the maisim of tzaddikim are peiros. They grow every year on the tree. That means it's a complete opposite of the way we work. We work, we don't have a tree, and we're trying to do things. We're trying to put our peiros without a tree. If we would invest the same amount of energy into planting a tree, into creating a metzias of not doing chesed, creating a metzias of being a good person, not being balagaiva like Avraham Avinu, not a balagaiva, not a baltaiva, not a balkina, be that. When a person is misakin his etzim pnimius that he's a better person, the results come in mela. You don't have to mutchi yourself to do X, Y, and Z. You don't have to mutchi yourself to write out a check. That's peris for tzaddikim. That's all the same for tzaddikim. Ovis mikal dika told us. Wherever there's a bechina of ovis, there's told us. You don't have to mutchi yourself. You don't have to break yourself. So even if we can't get to the daragah of Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv, everybody in a gewissa bechina can make himself into an av. He can make himself into that type of person that when the nisayin comes, it's a davar memeli do the right thing. As opposed to blibing in the same mess that we're in and then killing ourselves to make a mess. It could be a davar memeli. It's a gevaltig gezach. Every year the prayers come out. It's a davar memeli already. It comes much easier. But it requires real avoida. It requires a real tikkun. It requires making yourself into a metzias of ruchnias, into a metzias that will give prayers. But that metzias we have v'yerusha. That mitzvah we have v'yerusha from our avos. The mitzvah of avos we have from our Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv, that we can get to the darga, and you don't have to be Avraham Yitzchak and Yankiv. In any nekuda that you take on, davening, very sure at the daven, is a person can work on tefillah in his pnimius and understand that he wants to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and understands how important it is, and the mela, the davening, is much easier. That's peiros. Or a person cannot do that and force himself to go daven every day. But it's like banging your head against the wall. So in everything we do, there's peiros and there's avos. A person can take the exterior route and force himself to do things. Or a person can plant a tree. Legabi every nekuda. Legabi chesed. Legabi learning. Legabi benom lechaveroi. Legabi davening. Legabi midis. You can take the exterior route or you can plant a tree. You can get to a bechina of av. Any time that we're going to get to a bechina av in any darga, then there's peiros v'meila. And that we have Yerusha from Yitzchak Yankiv. Mishalach betum moitzadik ashri bonavachar.